I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for May 15th, 2023 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Frey?
Here.
Mr. Hanson?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Stout?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome the local press to our meeting and invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Richardson.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda. The law director has distributed proposed ordinance 33-2023, which I would like to add as agenda item 5A. And 5A will be ordinance 33-2023, following the report of the public hearing. Mr. Frey, any additions?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council? Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Miller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Or Mrs. Bryant?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, is there a motion to approve our agenda as amended for this evening?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and our agenda is approved for tonight. Agenda item 4 is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting 2 weeks ago on May 1st. Mr. Frey?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move approval of the meeting minutes for the council meeting of May 1st, 2023 as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for the approval of the meeting minutes of May 1st, 2023 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda item 5 is a report of the public hearing held this evening at 7 p.m. Mr. Frey?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It was a very short public hearing.
3 minutes.
I had people, 3 minutes. People probably didn't seem to be all that interested in reviewing or commenting on amending section 1105.07 of the codified ordinances. The members of council were here, Mayor Stout and members of administrative staff as well. And effectively, as Mrs. Bryant described briefly during the public hearing, it was about cleanup on some of the exceptions and variances that are available under the Board of Zoning Appeals. So with that, meeting was closed since there was no one here for comment at 7:03 p.m.
Thank you. If City Council is comfortable with that change, we do have Ordinance 33-2023 added to the agenda. Mr. Frey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 33-2023, and I would read by title only. Amending Chapter 1105, Board of Appeals of the Sylvania Codified Ordinances by amending Section 1105.07, Variances. I move passage of Ordinance 33-2023 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of Ordinance Number 33-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 33-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. We are now up to Agenda Item 6. Which has to do with a final change order for the Monroe, the Maplewood Avenue reconstruction. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Maplewood Avenue reconstruction project was originally awarded in the amount of $684,211.20. We had two change orders during construction that adjusted the contract amount. And then this change order number 3 is the final change order and basically takes into account the quantity adjustments that were actually performed on the project. This change order number 3 is a decrease of $22,468.14 to the contract, which brings the final contract amount to $677,289.25. Which is actually less than the original contract amount. So we recommend approval of change order 3, and this will close the project down.
About a month ago, Mr. Aller, I received a complaint from a resident about the appearance of some of those planters that were installed. Mr. Shaw responded to it and said that they were being resurfaced and corrected. I drove right by it twice today and I didn't look over to take a look at it. Are you satisfied with the appearance of it?
Yes.
And the durability of the correction?
Yes. Yep, they came in, they replaced some of those panels, they had to do some repair work to a couple of them. Yeah, we are satisfied with their work now.
Any questions from members of City Council? Okay, then we do have proposed ordinance 44-2023 to approve this deduct final change order. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is ordinance number 44-2023. I will read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to approve change order number 3, final, to the city's agreement with Helms & Sons Excavating, Inc. for the Maplewood Avenue Reconstruction Project to reflect the final installed quantities, decreasing the contract amount by $22,468.14. And I would move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 44-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 44-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Agenda item 7 has to do with our annual street resurfacing project for residential streets. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Every 2 years, we do it's called a PCR, pavement condition rating, of every street in the city. And then that pavement condition rating is what we use to determine what areas we're going to pursue for resurfacing, reconstruction, or what have you. Our resurfacing candidates this year are Bentbrook Road, Burgess Drive, Lynn Haven Drive, and Silvertown Drive, in that, I'll say, corridor between Monroe and Alexis, kind of behind the, it used to be Ralphie's.
Roosters.
I think it was restaurants.
Roosters.
Yes.
Lynn Haven is behind the Appliance Center.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so that's the area that we'll be concentrating on. We did receive a proposal from Feller Finch and Associates to prepare plans and specifications for that project. That proposal was for $29,000 to perform that work. They did a reconstruction project for us, a resurfacing project for us on Brent Road. And we would recommend that we move forward with Feller Finch and Associates for this work in the amount of $29,000. These funds were budgeted and part of the 2023 budget, and then we do plan on still selling this project in 2023 and using those capital improvement funds for the construction.
And what is the construction budget?
About $395,000, almost $400,000. We had a total of $500,000 budgeted for the project for the resurfacing program. So,
all right. Residential street resurfacing is a project we need to continue to pursue. Streets that were repaved, actually some of them rebuilt, are now showing ages, signs of aging, and we need to stay on it. This is a mill and fill project, Mr. Aller?
Yeah, essentially. Yes, sir.
Mr. Mayor, just a question for Mr. Aller. I believe Silvertown and maybe Lynn Haven had speed bumps. Is that looked at a second time, or is it automatically, that's what we do when we resurface?
City policy is that when we resurface, if streets have existing speed bumps, they do not go back. And then we start the petition process over with the existing homeowners. Because at the time that those speed bumps were installed, there's probably been several properties that have changed hands, and the new residents may have a different feeling on them. We don't know. But if somebody calls and wishes to have the speed bumps back, we start the petition process back up again.
Okay, good to know.
Hearing no other questions, we do have proposed ordinance 45-2023 to hire Feller and Finch. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 45-2023 and read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Feller, Finch & Associates, Inc. to provide professional engineering services for the Bent Brook Road, Burgess Drive, Lynn Haven Drive, and Silvertown Drive resurfacing project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $29,000, and I would move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 45-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 45-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Mr. Aller, we'll talk about it in staff, but I was in Worthington over the weekend, and they're putting in a different design speed hump, which I think we ought to think about. They're more like you see where you put sidewalks in it. They're like a plateau. You go up, it goes flat, and then it goes back down again. It isn't an up and immediate down. Mm-hmm. It was quite effective driving over it.
Yeah, yeah, those are more common. They're speed tables rather than speed humps.
They had a bunch of them in the neighborhood I was in.
Yeah. I believe Ottawa Hills has a couple of them, too.
They used to have one on Indian, right by the elementary school.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we are now up to agenda item 8. Both 8 and 9 are making adjustments to our salaries for positions in the city. They both have to do with the law department. So, Mrs. Brining, why don't you take us through these, starting with ordinance 46.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Actually, just for ordinance 46 is the law department, the court, and the judge are ordinance 47. So I think Toby may have some information that he can share on that one. But ordinance 46, our current prosecutor has accepted a new position. And in doing the research and soliciting resumes for the current prosecutor position, became aware that a salary increase was needed in that position to be able to get the best and most qualified candidate. I took a look at other area prosecutors' offices and their staffing levels and compared to their court volume and the prosecutor chief prosecutor salary. Our current position out of the four area municipal courts, we are have the lowest paid prosecutor position. Increasing the salary at this level would enable us to make the offer, and it would be accepted to the candidate, to the best candidate, while still maintaining, we still would not even be close to the highest paid prosecutor position. We would be third out of four of the other area municipal courts. So I would recommend approving the increase to the salary to continue the efficient and effective operation of that office.
Where will our prosecution cost per case be with this increase?
We're still the most efficient prosecutor's office in among the other area municipal courts.
Comments by city council members?
Mr. Mayor, the only comment I would have, I'm not opposed to looking at this, but I know that I spoke with Mr. Schroyer, and I know that he participated in the survey, and that may be something that we need to take a broader look at. This may be the canary in the coal mine, so to speak. So it'd be.
Salaries generally?
Generally salaries at senior level positions to make sure that we're market competitive.
Got it.
We're back into a highly inflationary period, which makes it much more fluid than it has been for the last decade or so.
No doubt.
I did speak with Mr. Arnold, and his dad spoke to me and wanted me to know that the salary is not the sole reason he left that position. He didn't leave it just to get a higher paid job. He is getting it where he's going. But he was also stressed by the operation of the court and his relationship with the judge and the magistrate. So he was ready to move on. We're fortunate to have an experienced prosecutor that's willing to step in. We do have ordinance 46-2023 to make this adjustment. It either be safety or it can be personnel. Mr. Frywood, Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 46-2023. All members having received copies are read by title only, making certain position and compensation pay plan changes, making certain salary, wage, and other service compensation adjustments to the codified ordinances of Sylvania 1979 as amended, by amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Section 139.03E3 to set the salary of the prosecutor at $104,265,000 annually. I move final passage of Ordinance Number 46-2023 as an emergency measure.
Second. It's been moved and seconded for passage of Ordinance Number 46-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 46-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. That takes us to Agenda Item 9, which has to do with raising the salary of security personnel in the court. Mr. Schroyer, I understand that you discussed this one with the judge.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Judge Bonfiglio is requesting two personnel changes in the court. One is to increase the pay of the director of security from just under $50,000 a year to $65,000 a year. And the other one is to create a new position of senior security officer. One of our current deputy bailiffs would then be promoted to that position. That deputy bailiff's position would be eliminated. So it's not an additional person. It's within the same personnel. They had the director of security resign within the last month. They advertised a job at $50,000. They weren't able to get any applicants at all. They considered using off-duty police officers as a project basis, which would have been roughly $50 an hour to do it. It's nearly a full-time position. So it made more sense to increase the pay to the $65,000 and try to find somebody that way, and they were able to find somebody. It's a previous employee that was hired under the previous judge who was willing to come back for the additional pay. But I can try to answer any questions. I'm kind of representing the court here, but I can try to answer any questions you might have.
Mr. Schroyer, you mentioned that it's nearly a full-time position. So is this a full-time, the expectation here is this is full-time with benefits and the whole shooting match?
My understanding from Christy is, yeah, this is the $65,000 is a full-time position. What she was explaining to me is if they use the project officers, they wouldn't necessarily have to have them for 40 hours a week, although that would be ideal. There are certain days of the week that they might not have to be there 8 hours, but with the position, it's been full time at the $50,000, and it's going to remain full time at $65,000.
Okay, thank you.
All right. If there's no comments about this, we do have ordinance 47-2023 to enact these two changes for court security. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 47-2023. All members of council received copies in advance. I'll read by title only, making certain position and compensation pay plan changes, making certain salary, wage, and other service compensation adjustments to the codified ordinances of Sylvania 1979, as amended by amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Section 139.03E3 to set the salary of the Director of Security Court at $65,000 by amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Section 139.02A to create the new position of Senior Security Officer I move final passage of ordinance number 47-2023 as an emergency measure.
Second. It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 47-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 47-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. And now to agenda item 10. Are there any committee reports to be made at this time? Or committee referrals? Hearing none, the informational items, I refer you as always to the management reports. If you have a printed copy of the agenda, I encourage you to put these in your binders for the management reports. We'll print them and put them in there, or ask the administration for a copy of them if you'd like to do that. There are also the Board of Architectural Review and Municipal Planning meeting minutes from last Wednesday. If there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until our next regularly scheduled meeting 3 weeks from tonight on Monday, June 5th at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending.